It's only right. It's only right you make a little cameo. She's saying hi. She's new to show business. Hello, you! Welcome to episode 14. This is a new day for us. Oh my god, isn't it weird? My name is Andy Andrews, for those of you who don't know me. Although I am dressed today as Holly Golightly from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Are we loving it? Are we here for it? I am. I will be your host and your healer for those of you who are new to this podcast. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for returning. It's nice to see you again, as always. Let's just get right into this week's episode, shall we? I did have a script this week, but I ended up returning to it and like reviewing it, and I was like, this is not hitting. I'm just tired of kind of writing and reading, so I thought I'd just come on here and see what I truly had to say. I was originally going to yap about mastering our mind and shutting down our inner critic. I'm actually working through that right now, so I thought that we could work on it together rather than me trying to figure it all out and make a script and read it out for you guys, because I'm still trying to understand it. I wanted to start off with the schedule change in case anybody was asking. Sundays were basically becoming a little overwhelming for me. Like, my weekends were turning into workloads. And I was like, I can't enjoy a Saturday and Sunday anymore. And this is not what I signed up for. The reason that I changed Unfashionable to Thursdays was because I was getting sick. Originally, I did want to release an episode on Sunday. I was going to go forward with my regular scheduled programming. But something felt off. My script was ready, but it wasn't reading. And I wasn't feeling well. I definitely had low energy. I was on my period, but usually, like, it doesn't hit me this hard. I guess when it is combined with the full moon, it's very precious. It's a very precious time for me. So I've been needing to take things extremely slow. I also felt like I was getting a fever, like I almost got a UTI coming on, but I was like, I have to go to the doctors and get the shit fixed before we go any further, because my health to me is my priority. You do not fuck with your health. Your health is your wealth. Your well-being. Wellness. Check. So we went in the doctors. We got out of the doctors. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a break this week. I'm literally going to just chill this weekend. I did. I was on medication, so I couldn't drink. Smoked so much weed. But I allowed myself to rest. And it was kind of hard because I was like, what am I doing? This feels weird. On Sunday, I was like, I should have an episode out. Why don't you have an episode out, bitch? Because I'm sick. And then I just decided to move the day, okay? Thursdays is a new unfashionable day. And if you don't like that, you can get the fuck out of here. God forbid a girl puts her health first instead of making a fucking video. But even though I was putting my physical health first, my mental health was just, it was spiraling, babe. I was on my period. The full moon was mooning. I was very emotional. I was not feeling myself. I thought I was pregnant. There's no way. So I made the executive decision to change my release day. And when you do a pivot like that, your inner critic is going to want to sabotage you. That's exactly what I have been going through the past week and a half. So there I am with the idea of dressing as Holly Golightly without a script. And I was kind of panicking because I knew what I wanted to talk about, but I didn't know how I was going to get it across clearly. Clearly, I wasn't trusting myself. But honestly, it feels really good to be here without a script. This is like real-time learning. I think I was kind of scared to trust my voice in a way, which is kind of weird because I've been preaching about trusting your voice and speaking your truth, and it didn't occur to me until episode 14 that I wasn't actually speaking with authenticity. I was speaking with emotion. And when you don't trust yourself, you just begin to second guess yourself. And I began to second guess everything in my life. Everything. I was like defeated by the self-doubt monster. And why was that? I felt the change coming, but I didn't know how to submit to it. I just feel like we weren't having a true conversation because I was like reading my essays out loud to the class. And I was like, this isn't what I want my podcast to be like. You kind of have to deal with the monster of self-doubt and the monster of second guessing yourself. You have to really learn to trust yourself, your skills, your instincts, because I was kind of spiraling. I was like, I've never done this before. We've unlocked a new level of like closeness, you know? Like, if I can talk to you like this now, I feel like we can talk about anything. I think sometimes that we can get blinded by what everyone else is doing or how maybe we should show up and do something. But the point of being creative is having your own expression, having your own outlet. I think I definitely was leaning on my script a bit. I was too scared to look you guys in the eyes. You guys kind of make me nervous. This is me pushing myself out of my comfort zone once again, and I feel good about it. Even though I was like second guessing myself and doubting myself, I still showed up and I look as great as ever. It was kind of hard because I was battling a physical battle and also a mental battle, but I kept telling myself that everything is going to be fine. If you are creative enough to pull this look off, then you're creative enough to speak directly to the camera. I don't know why I was so scared, and I apologize for the past 13 weeks because although you've been seeing the real me physically, mentally, she hasn't been there, and I think it's because she's been wanting to show up very intelligent, but I am intelligent. You see how I've been doubting myself? No bueno, no bueno. I think the most important thing that I can do is to trust myself when making executive decisions, as should you. I don't think there'll be a day where we can actually silence our inner critic. I think that bitch will always be there. But we can learn to trust ourselves and our decisions and our skills as equally. We're so quick to think of like what can go wrong, but like what if everything went right? I don't think the goal is to silence our inner critic. I think it's to learn to work with her in a way that doesn't defeat us. My inner critic may have had me doubt the schedule change. She might have had me doubt my script, but I overcame her with a new idea, how to show up, and also my word of mouth. I don't need a script to tell a story, and I think that's what we learned here. Holly Go Lightly doesn't go lightly, she goes hard. I trusted in my creativity, and I trusted that I would share the same message, just in a more transparent, authentic, and relatable way. Instead of second guessing myself and doubting myself and leading myself to burnout, I took care of myself. I put my health first. I rested. I didn't totally ghost you guys. I just wanted to come back better, a little bit softer, and truer. Moving on to the second part of the pod, where we discuss any habits that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I'm unlearning the habit of showing up in my masculine energy. I'm trying to become more softer. My masculine does like to come out a little too much and like just put him back. Just put him back where he belongs, right? Put him in his place. So, if you see me in the streets and I'm a little soft kitty, a little soft puppy, don't touch me, first of all. I think when I want to be feminine, I could be feminine, but I think I live in my masculine energy. And eso es no bueno. No. I don't want to be always in my masculine energy. Like, I don't have muscles. I don't want to be strong all the time. I want to be a little flirty girl, you know, with my little skirt and like, oh no, I don't touch that. Oh no, I don't want to get dirty. Like, I'm good, you know, like, this is me. And it's funny that I'm actually dressed up as like Holly Go Lightly today because I've never felt more myself, especially with you, because you guys made me nervous the past 13 weeks. But I'm here now and it feels good, doesn't it? Thank you so much for listening. If you are still listening up until now, don't forget to follow the pod so you don't miss any future unfashionable moments with me. I appreciate every single one of you. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend.